It's Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio. I'm George Prentice. The Idaho Shakespeare Festival is enjoying a summer of wildly popular productions. We've already seen openings of Witness for the Prosecution, The Music Man, and The Taming of the Shrew. Add to that Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, which will run in repertory through August. To be sure, it has to be an exciting production because, to begin with, it's directed by Sarah Bruner. And then there is the cast, which includes Carol Healy as Julius Caesar, and we're lucky in that they join us today for a few minutes to talk about all of this excitement. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, George.
Sarah, you have thrilled us with your performances at Idaho Shakespeare Festival. And indeed, you've been directing for the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and picking up awards all over this continent. But up front, I have to ask you about the experience of coming back.
Yeah. You know, I haven't been in Boise for about 6 years. I've been in Oregon working. And Boise always has been and always will be my number one artistic home. So it's a really big deal for me to come back. And with that, there's thrill and joy and excitement. And, you know, there's also a little bit of trepidation because it matters to me being here. I care about the audiences here. And having grown up here and feeling like I'm returning home, there's extra energy around it for me.
Speaking of trepidation.
Yes.
I had a conversation with Charlie Fee last fall about the phone call about directing. And then directing two productions. You are directing both Shakespearean productions this year. Talk
yes.
to me about that phone call or email.
Yeah, you know, at the
time... Did it take some convincing?
It took a little convincing. Frankly, directing Taming of the Shrew took a lot of thought and consideration and a little bit of convincing just because the title clearly is problematic and people have a lot of preconceived notions. And
that
I was very aware.
You have a unique perspective of playing Kate.
I do. And Bianca as well. And I've, you know, dealt from the play with a lot of angles, but still having an awareness and dealing with it mindfully, I took very, very seriously. So that one took a lot of thought. Julius Caesar, I was really excited about because I had done a miniature version of it that toured our Shakespeareans tour, which is part of our education outreach program. I had worked on that and I became so intrigued by the play that one I was really, really excited about. So at that time when I was having the conversation with Charlie, I was mostly just excited about it. Then when you start pre-production on these shows, and for me, there was a lot of overlap in pre-production. That's when the trepidation started to set in because you start to realize, I think, what you inevitably realize when you're trying to make something, which is, oh no, I don't have enough time to do everything I want to do. And that's when it starts to feel a little bit sweaty because there's never enough time because you never fully arrive. You just get as much done as you can given the constraints that you've got.
Wow. Carol Healy. Talk yes. to me about the phone call or email that says you're going to be Julius Caesar.
I know. I leapt. It was such a gift. So Charlie called me. I had actually just written him an email just thanking him for last year's gift of being able to play Mrs. Bennet in Pride and Prejudice, which I had such a marvelous time. And just, one of those wonderful supporting characters that was such a delight. And I had such a great experience here in Boise. So the phone rang about 20 seconds after I sent the email. And he said, it's so strange you sent this email to me just now because I was on the phone with Sarah and we were talking about you for Julius Caesar. And I almost dropped the phone and said, what? I mean, a chance to play one of these meaty, delicious male roles. And I said, I'm intrigued. Tell me more. And my brain, of course, your imagination goes wild. Am I going to be in a blue pantsuit, in a blonde wig, taking selfies with people and being a modern presidential sort of candidate? Or what is Sarah thinking? Sarah, became.
What were you thinking?
What am I thinking? Well,
I'm assuming there's no blue pantsuit.
There is no blue pantsuit. You know, we talk about this a lot with every Shakespeare play, which is the historical versus the contemporary and the tension between the two. And always, always the reason for me to do a play is why this play now? Julius Caesar, historically, there's always a reason to do Julius Caesar. It's a juicy political play, and no matter where we are, you know, at what point we are in America, this play is reflective in some manner of a current political state. One could say especially now, but one could say especially now 20, 30 years ago.
And at the time it was written, goodness knows England was going through major turmoil.
They were in major turmoil, and one of the main questions they had was the question of succession. Mm-hmm. Who was going to be their leader at the time? So Shakespeare very very specifically chose to tell the story of Caesar, and also very specifically chose to remove it. It's not one of our English history plays. It maybe could have been, but it would have been too dangerous, I think, for him to write that directly. So he chose a story that they were years and years away from in order to reflect
and
their current political.
I think we knew, but it's multi-layered.
It's multi-layered, and those layers, I think, keep on getting peeled off because we're learning more and more all the time. He was writing from Plutarch, so he pretty much had a single source that he was using, and also it is historical fiction. It is Shakespeare taking it and making it more conveniently dramatic, adding things like Et tu, Brute, having a clock strike when there were no clocks in ancient Rome. So he was taking actually similar liberties that we take in the theater now.
What can you tell us about the setting of this production?
Well, this production is set in Rome, or I would call it, it references Rome. So it looks like Rome.
In what era?
It is set during, it's 42 42, 44 BC.
Oh, my goodness.
So it is, but we take some, you know, in order to sort of artistically or design-wise get the line that we want, for instance, on a costume, we take some liberties. So we're not checking all of our historical boxes. But it is Rome reference with some contemporary elements to it. For example, the set looks like Rome, but it's made out of modern materials. It's made out of metals and woods and things like that. So what we're trying to do is sort of plant a foot in then and now. I think the important part of having it feel like then is because it allows us for more personal reflection. It's not just saying, hey, this is exactly who we are. They look like us. They talk like us. They are us. But creating a little bit of distance so that we can view ourselves with a little bit more safety.
Carol?
Yes.
You're a director.
Yes.
Talk to me about your director.
Well, it's wonderful because Sarah and I have only acted together before, and it was years ago. She played my daughter, Raina, in Arms and the Man, George Bernard Shaw's wonderful play. And so I knew going in that she was going to be an actor's director. And the first thing that Sarah did was for us as an ensemble to come up with parameters for rehearsing. Like, what was the room going to be like? And we as a group together decided certain rules that we wanted to play by. One was to be allowed to make mistakes, that was fine and it was safe in this room. And also what I really appreciate with Sarah is, you know, there's a lot of us that have a lot more years than Sarah. And she's been incredibly open to the idea of us all contributing, you know, this big ensemble of actors, all of our years of experience and our knowledge. And actually, there's some people that have never done Shakespeare before, some people that were hired more specifically for Music Man, who have come up with wonderful ideas and been this great contribution to the ensemble because they come at it with absolute innocence. And so on the two ends of the spectrum, we've all been contributed to. And because of the way Sarah has created this rehearsal space, we're allowed to throw those ideas in and nobody feels constrained. And often I feel that that's a bit of a downfall in a rehearsal room is that the director is such an auteur, has such a hard fist about things, and pushes so hard towards their particular vision that actors feel constrained and don't want to participate in terms of ideas. And that's not the case with Sarah. It's been very open and very liberal in terms of exchange of ideas, and I find that thrilling.
Sarah, I want to talk a little bit about other cast members. It's my understanding that Laura Berg plays Cassius and Lindbergh is Brutus?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes. It was important to me, you know, obviously having a female Caesar is a choice, and it starts examining what it means to have a woman in power. And I wanted to create nuance around that. So, for example, I didn't want to just have a female Caesar and then have a bunch of men around her saying the lines that Shakespeare wrote. It would seem a certain way that I think belies the play a little bit. So I wanted, in all of my Shakespeare plays especially, I want more female perspective, period. We often only get two points of view. Sometimes one, if we're lucky, four. And often they sort of exist in a binary. There's this kind of girl and this kind of girl. So getting more strong women in a piece and hearing those lines come from them instantly adds nuance to the plays in a way that's really important to me. A female Cassius was an essential element of the play if we were going to have a female Caesar.
Excellent. Julius Caesar runs in repertory through the month of August at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. Sarah Bruner, Carol Healy, safe journey. Thank you so very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Up next, why is the city of Boise not in Boise County? Want to Know Idaho has the answer coming up next. I'm George Prentice. You're listening to Idaho Matters.